Funky Fitness Now, Episode 8. Can high-heeled workouts keep you on your toes?
Why? Why would you do that? So, like, it's just one wire. It doesn't attach to anything. You just have these around your ankles and your toes, and that's it.
Welcome to Funky Fitness Now, where every week we take a look at some of the creative, unusual, and crazy things people do to get fit. We have a lot of fun, and occasionally we even learn something. So fasten your weight belt. It's time for Funky Fitness Now. Here are your hosts, Steve Stearns and Jessica Bailey.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Funky Fitness Now, and welcome to episode number 9. And we have a kind of a fashion sort of a show this evening. We're talking about some stuff that I'm not really all that familiar with, but we'll see how it goes. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jessica Bailey. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey, Steve. I am really super excited tonight to talk about what we're going to talk about, the high-heeled workout.
Well, that's one of us. No, that's true. I am too. I think it's a pretty wacky thing, although I have no experience with the whole high-heeled thing.
You know what? I used to wear high heels all the time, and my feet would hurt. I'm like, you know, why am I doing this? So now I just reserve it for special occasions. But I really don't enjoy it.
No, it looks very torturous, and I can't imagine why somebody would even think to try to work out in high heels.
Yeah, I don't know why you would try to work out in high heels. Probably because when you're wearing them, it hurts so bad that you think like, oh, maybe, you know, I should practice it. I should like go to an exercise class and learn how to do this properly.
So you're already in the pain mode.
Yeah. So you like know how you can build up those calluses. I don't know.
Oh, man. So what is this all about? I mean, I heard a little bit on the news and I've seen a couple of things online, but what is the basic idea? I mean, why would somebody want to try to do this?
Well, I think it's because they want to like tone up and shape up and, you know, they want to accentuate their calves by wearing high heels. I mean, if you look at a woman not working out and she's wearing high heels, it looks nice, right? I think it creates this like long leg. But I think people like want to go into an exercise class because of the thought of like getting nice, tight, toned, lean calves.
Right. So it's almost like you're in that position of a calf raise like all the time.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it just sounds like a good way to get arthritis in your knee or to like get plantar fasciitis in your heel. It just doesn't sound good.
You know, the closest thing that I can relate to this is when you backcountry ski, you ski uphill. Mm-hmm. You know, you climb uphill on your skis and there's a thing that lifts your heel so that when you're at say you're at a 45 degree angle, this thing lifts your heel up so your heel is still flat so it feels normal. And that feels fine. But whenever that 45 degree angle flattens out, which happens on a mountain, you know, you're climbing up for a while, then it flattens out, climbing up and flatten out. Whenever it flattens out, it feels so weird. It's pushing your whole body forward. And I can imagine that must be what it's like to have these high heels on.
Yeah. I mean, I think because it's pushing you forward, it's putting this like tremendous strain on your shin muscles. So invariably, you're going to get like really painful shin splints.
God, that sounds great.
Yeah, right? And think of it. Like if you're wearing high heels, your quads are going to get tighter. Like they're going to, So I don't think like if you're tipped forward, the arching of your back and the constant bending of your knee, I don't think that's so good for you.
No. So when I was doing this research, and I got to tell you, I enjoyed the research because I'm looking at women in high heels, right? So this is like one of the greatest research projects I've ever had.
That does not surprise me. Of course you enjoyed this research.
This was a good one. Yes, absolutely. We should do more shows like this.
Okay.
But the interesting thing, as I was looking around, I actually found some products that relate to this. And this first one is bizarre, like you can't believe. It's something called a feet positioner. And,
oh my God, what is that?
Yeah, it's like a medieval torture device. It's this wire, almost like a fishing wire. It's very thin, but it's a wire that goes around your ankle and then attaches to your toe. And it's so short that it forces you to be up on your tiptoes and you walk around with these wires on to practice walking in high heels.
What?
Is that
That's
insane?
Weird. Why? Why would you do that? So
I don't know.
Like, it's just one wire. It doesn't attach to anything. You just have these around your ankles and your toes, and that's it?
That's right. Exactly.
Weird. And no. Oh, yeah. God.
It looks like, and I don't know if this is true, but it looks like if you get lazy and you start to fall out of that tiptoe position, it's going to cause some severe pain because it's already short. So it's going to pull against your toe as you're trying to relax your ankle and bring it down. I don't know why anyone would do this to themselves.
Oh, my God. Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I've got a video. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Please. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to see that video. Are you going to put it in the show notes?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, please.
So you get a chance to see how dumb that is. I mean, okay. Just crazy.
I can't wait. I will definitely be watching that video.
And then I found another product called, this one was called Jacks You Up.
Oh.
And this, again, one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. They start with these three women and they're going to the gym, and two of the women want to put on high heels because they want to look good at the gym.
Wait, so they're going to get on the treadmill and just start to bust it out in their heels.
Exactly.
Oh, now, smart.
Right.
Sounds like a brilliant idea.
Now, the third one, which is, you know, she's smarter than that. She says, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to put these things, these little inserts in the back of my sneaker that jack me up anyway, and then I'll be safe, but I'll also look awesome at the gym. So it's all about looking awesome at the gym, apparently.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about how stupid that is. Wait, how does your foot even fit into your tennis shoe if you have all these, like, heel lifts in the bottom of your shoe, and don't you look ridiculous?
That's a great question, and yes, you do look ridiculous.
You know those tennis shoes now that have come out that have that lift? Women wear them. They have the lift,
yeah,
and it looks like high-heeled tennis shoes. For some reason, I don't understand why it's so popular. I think that they are painful. I do not like them. I would never, ever work out in them.
No.
Why? Why? I'm sorry. If I'm going to get a tennis shoe, I want it to be comfortable. And the reason why I'm wearing tennis shoes is for comfort, because I'm going to work out. I don't put on high-heeled tennis shoes for fun.
No, I know it. Well, it's, you know, and that's the whole thing about this high heel. Working out in high heels is like one of the things to me that no matter what I'm doing, if I'm running, skiing, disc golfing, whatever I'm doing, my feet have got to be comfortable, you know?
Of course. And even if a regular day, my feet needed to be comfortable.
Yeah. And this whole thing with this high heel thing is like, it just, I don't understand why you would put yourself in such discomfort while you're working out. It's only going to be worse.
It's probably because they want to put their spice back in their life.
I think, well, that's what these girls are saying in this video. And this video, by the way, is so awesome because then the girl gets on the treadmill with the high heels and starts speeding it up so she's running, and she fake falls really badly onto the treadmill, and it shoots her off the side, and then the other girl with the lifts just kind of smiles knowingly that, you know, she's smarter than that.
Oh, that she has put a whole bunch of lifts in her shoes and her shoes don't fit and she looks stupid.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, this is so dumb. First of all, that girl didn't even have to pretend to fall off. I can only imagine. That just seems like the stupidest idea to me.
The only good thing about all of that jacks up stuff is I went to their website and they're not there. Because I think the product was so dumb, nobody would buy it. It's got to be.
Thank God, because that sounds like a dumb product. Who would waste their money on that? No.
Totally. So let me ask you, I mean, wearing high heels is something that women do, and clearly it really puts a lot of pressure on different parts of, you know, your calves, your knees, your legs. Are there exercises that you can do to prepare yourself or to strengthen those areas or whatever so that it's not quite as painful, or is it just going to be painful?
Well, it's always going to be painful, but there are some things that you can do. So
I'm not asking because I want to do this, by the way. I just want to clarify that.
All right. You're going to share this information with the women that you love. I understand.
Exactly. That's right.
Okay. What you do in your own private time is none of my business. Okay. So, yeah, there are some exercises that you can do to, like, relieve the pain. I mean, the tension on the top of your toes I can't help you with, but everything else I can't help you with. You want to stretch your Achilles tendon. So, you know, where the calf muscle attaches to your heel. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So a good option is standing on the curb or like the bottom stair of your house and let your heels hang over the edge. And, you know, you can hold it down or you can like rise up and down on your toes, holding for like 2 seconds or so.
So it's like it's almost like a calf raise and then like a negative calf raise kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. I like those.
Also, you can do, I love them too.
Wear high heels. No.
I think that you can just stretch your Achilles tendon even though you don't wear high heels. But if you want to wear high heels in your own private time, that's fine with me. I won't tell anyone.
I think you're forcing me into it.
I think that you should take pictures of yourself in high heels and put them on our website.
Yeah, right.
For our own entertainment.
Yeah, that's definitely happening. Not.
Yeah. If you do wear stilettos or you wear high heels, you need ankle stability. So you can strengthen your ankles by doing like lateral hops. So, you know, hopping side to side, right foot, landing on your right foot, landing on your left foot. Mm-hmm. You can put like a resistance band around your knees to kind of help with that lateral support. You can loop a resistance band around your feet and you can stretch out your feet by pointing and flexing, that kind of stuff.
So if anybody out there wants to try to get a little bit of relief, then they can do some of those exercises. And it's interesting that you brought up the ankles because I've thought that before. Is like you see these people or women and they're way up there on this little teeny tiny platform and it just looks like a twisted ankle waiting to happen.
I know. Every time like I'm watching an award show and there's yeah. like Nicki Minaj is singing and then all of her backup dancers are in like stilettos, all I can think about is like one of them is going down.
Yeah.
One of them is going to fall and twist her ankle. I just know it. And like it makes me nervous every single time that I see someone performing in high heels because I'm like, that it's just not going to be good. Yeah. I just know. I think it's because if I were doing that, I would fall on national television and twist my ankle and it would be awful.
Yeah. Or it would be great.
Right. And I'd be proving a point. I'd be like, listen to Funky Fitness now because we're telling you why.
That's right. Get the camera down here on me on the floor. I have a PSA.
That's exactly what I think. Between my tears, I could do that.
That's right. Well, you know, there are some guys out there who want to feel your pain. They want to do the Bill Clinton thing and feel your pain. And I found a video, which is really funny, of these guys trying on high heels and doing things. And they do some pretty interesting stuff like skateboarding, sprinting, rock climbing, wrestling.
Oh, why?
Because they wanted to see what it was like to be in high heels.
And why did they film themselves doing this?
Oh, it's just funny. It's pretty funny stuff.
They're just being ridiculous. Oh, okay.
Just being ridiculous. Awesome. And, you know, most of them, and it's interesting too because they had to get like size 13, you know, high heels. These guys are huge. But most of these guys were like, my God, this is painful.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Why do people do this, you know?
Because I don't know.
Just doesn't seem
I
right.
wish I could tell you why, but I don't know. I think it's just the look, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think it's one of those, it's definitely a funky fitness trend, and I'm assuming that it's going to go by the wayside relatively quick because it just seems to be insane.
Yeah, and no one is doing it.
Well, I guess that would say that it's going to go by the wayside. No one's doing it.
Right. You know, it's putting a lot of strain on your low back. Why would you need any other strain on your body?
Right.
Why would you do that to yourself?
We already have enough.
Right. Enough.
So if you want to check out the videos and the links and all that stuff, we're going to have everything over in the show notes for this episode. It'll be funkyfitnessnow.com/08. Head on over there. The videos are way funny. Not that they always are, but these are especially funny, I think. I really like them. So you got to check them out.
Yes.
So if you enjoyed this episode as much as we did, please go over to whatever your favorite podcast player is and give us a review or a rating or subscribe or any of those things. It would make us feel super awesome.
Yeah. And then go to our Twitter feed, which is at Funky Fitness Now, and talk to us. Tell us like what you want to hear, because we'd be more than happy to like research weird stuff and talk about it on the podcast and talk about you.
That's right.
Yes. So talk to us.
Yeah. We love talking to people on Twitter. It's awesome.
Yeah. So do it.
So do it. All right. Well, I think that wraps us up for tonight, and I will see you next week, right?
That's good.
And we'll do something weird and funky.
Yeah.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you haven't already, make sure you visit funkyfitnessnow.com for more of the weird, wild, and kooky things people do to stay fit. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly newsletter so you never miss an episode. See you next week.